Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Can't wait to get to my guests. Let's get to Hans, please.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
And senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Not much going on this morning in the legal world, right?
Oh, my gosh. The political world in Washington blew up Friday night when the news came out that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had passed.
You know, I think it's interesting to hear people like Amy Klobuchar using language like they're trying to steal Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat. I guess I didn't know that she owned it, but what, am I missing something?
No, you know, liberals have taken this position that if a liberal was in a seat, why, it's a liberal seat, and you have to nominate a liberal lawyer to it, which, of course, is absolutely ridiculous and absolutely foolish. That's just not the case at all.
You know, I heard Roy Blunt on Meet the Press yesterday, I think it was, or maybe Face the Nation, I guess that's what it was, trying to explain why this was different than 2016. The Democrats want to claim it's hypocrisy, it's this, it's that. I mean, we got a president and a Senate of the same party, which is a very different situation than we faced in 2016.
No, that's exactly right. Not only that, but what also makes it different is that 2016, you had a president at the end of his term who's not running for re-election. And that's not this situation at all. And in fact, you can look back in the last century, and there are actually numerous occasions in which a president was running for re-election and was able to nominate and get confirmed, by the way, a Supreme Court candidate in the election year. And guess who the last president was who did that? The big hero of the Democrats, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, in 1940.
Wow. You know, do you have any thoughts? I mean, clearly the two front runners, and we don't know who it's going to be, but the president's been pretty upfront with his list. He said it's going to be a woman. Amy Coney Barrett is one of them. Barbara Lagoa, who I really knew nothing about until yesterday, is also on that list. Do you know anything about either of those two candidates?
Well, you know, both of them have been now on the federal courts, in the federal courts for a while, and both of them seem to fit the criteria of a conservative who's actually going to not legislate from the bench, but apply the Constitution and the law. So it seems like either one of them probably would be a good fit. They couldn't be worse than Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and the chances are that they're about 1,000% better than Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, well, that is very true. And you know what I've said this morning, Hans, is you got to do the flip test here. Do you think that if it was a Barack Obama in office and Harry Reid or Chuck Schumer had controlled the Senate, there's no doubt they would have installed that president's choice for the Supreme Court in the same situation?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, look, they have gotten so insane about this that over the weekend they were talking, you know, Eric Holder was saying, well, if this goes through, then we need to pack the court.
Yes.
In other words, you know, add more justices to the current nine so that the conservatives can be overwhelmed. And we even had AOC and Nancy Pelosi talking about staging an impeachment, impeaching the Attorney General, Bob Barr, just so that the Senate would have to have its time taken up with an impeachment trial rather than being able to confirm a justice. I mean, that all of those things are just crazy.
Here's the scary part about it. And we're talking to Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation. Here's the scary thing about it. There's nothing in the Constitution to prevent the Congress with a like-minded president from adding additional Supreme Court justices, correct?
No, that's exactly right. And things are so different today. Remember, in the 1930s, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt threatened to do that because he was unhappy about rulings from the court, people within his own party reacted and criticized him, and so he backed down from doing it. But today, you know that wouldn't happen. It would be the other way around.
It's amazing. So they talked about expanding it from 9 to 12 just so they could appoint three judges who they believe share their political point of view.
No, that's right. And this also, by the way, gives you great evidence of why the Supreme Court has become too political and too much involved in too many things they shouldn't be, because they've, unfortunately, you know, the person who pushed them the most to do this was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They've turned, rather from being a Supreme Court that deals with legal issues, they've tried to turn themselves into a super Congress who can legislate from the bench.
Yeah, very true. And Hans, before I let you go, I mean, I made this point earlier from a layman's perspective, but to me, looking at what happened in 2000 and the fact that ultimately the questions about that election landed at the feet of the Supreme Court, how important is it that that court be at full strength?
That is absolutely necessary, because if it ends up before the Supreme Court, can you think of anything worse than we don't know who the president is, we're not going to know unless the Supreme Court makes some kind of final ruling, and they tie 4-4?
Because Chief Justice John Roberts has sided with the three liberal justices on all of the major decisions the last couple of years.
No, that's exactly right. He yeah. We can't trust how he's going to vote.
Wow. Well, good perspective and analysis. Hans von Spakovsky, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Get more at 971talk.com.